Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? And this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and this is your host, your happy host, Stacey Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and let's see, Jesse, Freddie, and Chris's mom, and Eli's gunny. So what I do is try to put it down for the black people, and today we are talking about my most favorite subject in black history, the Black Panthers for self-defense. Some cats that wasn't playing, they knew what they wanted for their people, and the question I ask for us today is, what's our problem? When we go over what they believed and what they thought, it fits so much today as then. And what I want to ask black so-called leaders in America, all these people that are black on TV that want to talk about black in America and what that means, well, I want you to tell me what it means to help black people come up. We are the second race of people in this country after the Indians, but yet we are doing the worst. So what we try to do here is make us aware of our history. People died for us. People suffered for us. So we can do the things that we do today. Freedom is definitely, most definitely not free. Ask the families of Dr. Martin Luther King, the families of Malcolm X, the families of the Kennedys. You can even ask those white folks, because they did things and risked themselves to help us. So why aren't we doing something today to help the black people of the world? I'm so tired of talking about it, because I didn't just start talking about it because I have this here, what I do here, what I'm blessed by God to be able to do. But I've been talking about it so long since I realized I was black. And it always mesmerized me. We got all these black people, all this black money, all this black stuff. We got Oprah, we got all these rappers with all this money. We got, even Magic got a credit card now. But black people are doing so bad. But there's something out there in America always trying to take advantage of how bad we're doing, whether it's a Rush card or the Magic card now. How about teaching me how to be an independent? There we go. We playing the reggae. We got to turn it down a little bit. See? This guy's music right here, so I got to pump myself with this. Here we go. Wait, hold on. There you go. Wait, hold on. I got to give y'all some of that. Okay, I won't give you no more of that, because I might get sued for giving y'all that. There we go. Black people business. Black people got so much different business. I try to get people from doing bootleg. I try to get people from selling their food stamps. I try to get people from getting evicted, even myself. I try to show you ain't got to do it. We have rights, people, and we have to invoke those rights, and we have to remember the people before us, like the Black Panthers, like Malcolm X. So I'm going to stop talking because I talk too goddog much. I had to telemarket my business today, and it seemed like I talked forever and ever. And I said, okay, this conversation I'm going to make 3 minutes. I've gone on for 10 minutes. A whole day gone by, and I've only talked to 5 people. That's not an efficient telemarketer, Ms. Johnson. I would fire myself, but I can't. So I go on, and I ask God, like, they like talking to me. I like to talk. So 5 people, 8 hours. Ridiculous. So Black Panthers, what did they do and what did they stand for? And they stand for what I stand for. That's why I love them. And they stand for what I want more black people in America to stand for. The Panthers, through their actions, were the symbol of black strength and black resolve in America. Okay? The Panthers demanded. Not after somebody's dead, but they had the program in place. They demanded that blacks be treated with respect in America. And I, you know, me, and like my mama say, black, white, or bullshit, I think it's bullshit that the people that were taken from their native land, forcibly brought here through the most violent, just like, you know, what happened to black people in America is the same thing, I think, is what happened on 9/11. Could you ever imagine somebody driving a riding a plane through some buildings? Could you ever imagine that? Well, those Africans back in Ibubu and Ibaba, see, I don't even know, and I'm from there. You see what I'm saying? From there, did you ever imagine while they're happy with their families that somebody with this white skin would come and just put them in chains, put them on a boat, and take them? Hell no. So here we are. We went through it, Abraham Lincoln, all that stuff. We got free. Jim Crow, KKK, all that stuff. We never really were free. My dad, born in 1912, when was the Voting Act, Rights Act passed in the 60s? My dad was born in 1912. Why he had a baby called Stacy in 1964, that's between him and my mama. But he was how old? He was how old before he could even vote in his own country that he went to World War II? That's just ridiculous. So that's what keeps me wanting to try to make black people do better. Because if it wasn't for the – my dad never had no bitter attitude. He was just a man that handled his business, that taught and still in America – had a job, retired, all that good stuff, raised 10, 11 kids, his wife, all that, even had some time with his grandkids, didn't complain about how mistreated he was in this country. He was just grateful probably to be able to do what he did because he remembers what he couldn't do. And see, if you don't remember what you couldn't do, you don't remember that you should be grateful for these people like Huey and like Bobby Seale, Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale and all these people. You know, in Oakland is where they jumped it off. You know, that's why the black folks in Oakland don't play. I love black folks from Oakland. You know, they just, they black folks from L.A., but with big old booty. Anyway, so the Black Panthers, I shouldn't even say that. Let's edit that out, the Block Talk. Okay, Huey Newton. In the wake of the civil unrest in the 1960s, he developed an outline for his organization. Outline, see, there was organization in his organization, which you need if you're real. It included a 10-point program, and that's what we're going to go over and go over in detail. And what that meant and what that probably meant for them and what it means to me and what it should mean for you. And, you know, most of us were babies when they were out here humping it and getting beaten, getting put in jail. And, yeah, they might have been slanging a little to make the organization move, but please, I got to keep people from slanging that I know. Anyway, this included a 10-point program as well as various other guidelines that would be followed by the party members. The Black Panthers, they also chose their symbol. The party symbol was a powerful, powerful image of strength. And it had been used effectively in the past, and that is the Black Panther. Huey P. Newton was his leader. He developed his 10-point program, which outlined the party's goals and demanded, oh, twinkle, twinkle over there, and demanded that Americans address its long-standing oppression of blacks. Okay, people, that's what I'm saying. Come on, be a keeper. If you're a keeper, then you are go to the Googles. Okay, go get on the Googles. Go see what the Panthers did because this is real. This is real stuff for real black people like you and me. The food program that you can send your kid off to every morning that you get for free, that was the inception of the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers understood that these kids were going to school hungry because they were poor. So like I used to do for 15 years for my kids and their friends, make them some French toast. It's really cheap. They'd be happy putting a little bunch of cinnamon and butter on it. They'd love you for life. And that's what they did. They went out and they fed the kids and they did what was necessary. They went out in their black community and saw the deficiencies in the community and they fulfilled the need out of their own pocket. They came up with stuff. They did things. And then what did they do? They tackled the freaking American government for us. They tackled the government. How many of you... You won't even go talk to your teacher's principal. But they tackled the Ronald Reagan, okay? They went up and said, look, cowboy, here we is. We got our guns and we have our rights. How many of you would do that today? I know a whole lot of other cultures. I watch them on CNN. They do it all day long. I don't see five black people standing up for five other black people until they dead. Once they dead... Oh, we so sad. Everybody want to represent Trayvon's mom and daddy. Oh, everybody looking sad. That's the most recent Can we get them before they get dead is my question. Can we have programs out there like the Boys to Men Project? Can I have some real keepers out there like I am to realize that these Black Panthers did things that help you today? What are you doing today to help the kid 20 years from now? I thank my God for Martin Luther King. I thank God for my mom and daddy because they were proud. You know, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so cut me some slack every now and then at 8 o'clock at night. But I'm doing my best. And then I don't even drink my beer until the show is over. So you know I must love y'all because I'm trying to be on tip-top. Now, speaking of Black people, proud Black people, I need my Black people to be proud about who they are. Not proud about Kobe, not proud about Beyonce's new weave, and you want one just like it. We don't need that shit. That's not important to who we are and what we are as a people. We are so strong and we still are here and we still exist because we have developed a knack within our blood to handle whatever situation comes along because you believe, as I believe, that the warrior in the sky that points to those three pyramids of Giza, that's my God, and he's there for me, and he watches over me. And no matter what I do, and the things that I do for other people will come through for me. When I do something for somebody else, that's when things click for me. Like today, I've been asking God for something for a long time. Today, at last, today, after years and years, not only do I get one of these things, I get two of them. Because you put your faith in God, you do what's right, you put your neck out there for somebody else, God puts his whole everything out there for you. The Black Panthers put their everything. Little boys were killed, bombs, other Black Uncle Toms turned over. Come on now. What are you doing today to honor the spirit of not only Dr. Martin Luther King? Let's not even talk about him. That's why you need to be a dream keeper. If you would have told Dr. Martin Luther King when he was doing all this and being fancy with all his friends and everybody that just went out when he went out, if you would have told that man to say, look, if you end up dead, bro, we done. So make sure they don't kill the dude, you. If they would have told him that, imagine. Because that's exactly what has happened. And it happens forever and ever. And once we let 20 years go by, shit, well, why not 40? Why not 50? Hey, there we go. Almost 50 years has gone by. And people still honoring a dream. Dr. King will never wake up from that dream. And apparently many, many, many Black people in Black America will not wake up either. But if you're a dream keeper and you're a Orion warrior, you know it's your obligation and it's your duty as a Black American in this country that's benefiting, that's not mandatory that your ass sit in the back of the bus. It is not mandatory that your ass be the worst of the worst. It is not mandatory that you have to go around the back in order to get something from the front. Then you, as a Black American, owe it. To the warriors of the 60s and the 70s and the 50s and all of that ease to get up off your ass and help somebody else like you. Every other culture does it. It's a shame and a sin that Black people can't do it. I am not going to go see the butler, and please, I better not see anybody that's my friend on Facebook, all my L.A. friends, you better not tell me how great the butler was. You better not tell me because I don't need Oprah to show me or give me any more examples how I used to be a slave. I'm not a slave anymore. And I'm tired of looking at slave mentality ass Negroes. And all of the people that work for, people that love making people remind us that we used to be slaves and we old niggas and we just funny clowns and we not serious people. We don't have anything serious to contribute to society but a bunch of entertainment bullshit. My mother and father never said grow up and play basketball. My mother and father said, you going to grow up in what college you going to? They told me where I was going before I even knew I was going. It's a sin and a shame that we don't do the same thing for our young children today. I have a nephew. Whoa, God, great nephew. Only one out of all of them, including, well, not my daughter now. My daughter's in college. But all his cousins clown him, call him college boy because he in college. How ignorant are they? And I told him, baby, that's why Auntie going, whenever I can, give you some money in your bank account and let your ignorant ass siblings and whoever it is, let them know that when you're driving your Cadillac through the McDonald's they're working at, you'll try your best to give them a tip. This is Black People Business Wednesday. On Thursday, this is your chick, Jesse's mama, Freddie's mama, Chris's mama, and Eli's nanny. I'm taking a break. I'll be right back. And we're going to talk about the 10-point program for the Black Panthers. You had to act a certain way. Couldn't go out acting like a nigga. You couldn't go out with your ass showing in your whitey-tighty-whities and all the cute underwear you wear so you can show your ass. You don't even know where that come from. But some ignorant person did it on TV. Russell Simmons said it was great. And then everybody started doing it. It's some bullshit. Black People Business, Wednesday on Thursday. You ain't never going to get nothing but the truth out of me, whether it's about myself or you, because the truth spoken righteousness is doing God's work. Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. Be right back. Business Wednesday on Thursday, and this is Stacy Johnson, or Tracy Jackson, like they like to call me when they complain when I used to have a job. Tracy Jackson, we're calling your supervisor. Go right ahead. Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Jackson. Thank you very much. But, yeah, we're talking about the Black Panthers, and we're talking about good stuff, and I thank all of you guys for listening. Because I enjoy doing this, and if I'm saying something that you enjoy, I must be, because you know what, we as Black people, we must miss the fact that we don't study where we come from. You just have to be crazy to take a race of people taken from their land, formed in this image of just because of color of your skin, we can identify you as being a slave. That's how we know who you are and what we are not. And, hey, I don't know how they thought that was going to play out like forever and call themselves Christians, but, you know, it really didn't play out very well, and you pretty much reap what you sow. It may take 1 year, it may take 300 years, but you pretty much reap what you sow, and especially if you call yourself acting in the name of God. You know, I really don't play with God like that, so over time, you know, we got free and stuff, and then we got bold in the 60s. And in the 60s, we got bold enough to say, you know what, we just like you, and we tired of this stuff. And back then, I would have been all over the Panthers. I would have been the nerdy Panther that was in the bag doing the nerdy stuff, doing the bookkeeping, figuring out how we were going to make enough money to keep the association running. Okay? That's what I would have been doing. So I love the Black Panthers because they were men that said, you know what, our people died for this country, and we demand respect. So the following are their 8 points of attention. This is for them. This is how they were supposed to act, and it's so cute because this is really just cute. So the 8 points of attention was to speak politely. A lot of kids could use that today. My kids are so cute that they stutter in order to make sure they speak politely to people that are my age or older. I just love it. But, you know, I'm old school. I was raised by old people. I was raised by old folks. We didn't play that. You speak to your elders when you walk in the room. So you speak politely. Pay fairly for what you buy. Return everything you borrow. Pay for anything you damage. Do not hit or swear at people. Do not damage property or crops of the poor or oppressed masses. Do not take liberties with women. If we ever have to take captives, see, that's where they went wrong in America. If we ever have to take captives, don't treat them ill. And three main rules of discipline. Obey your orders and all your actions. That's number one. Number two, do not take a single needle or piece of thread from a poor, oppressed person. Oh, and turn in everything captured from the attacking. See, that's where they went wrong. Because you come at a white nation with guns and you're black. See, but, you know, we live and we learn. But you can't just say, oh, they were dumb and they were militant. No, they were fighting for you and for me. Not just for them, but for you and for me and for the future. So this is their 10-point program. It's nice. And this is what they were thinking at that time because they were living in it. They saw what was going on, and they were trying to help not only you but me. So the 10-point program, not only themselves, I should say, but us. Say, we want freedom. That's number one. We want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our black community. That was their number one issue of their 10-point program. We believe that black people will not be free until we are able to determine our destiny. You know, and see, and I would have come along in there a couple, you know, 20, 40 years later and be like, look, you know, we determine our destiny, so we just have to tell these people what we expect, do it in the most politically correct way, and just demand it. But would that have worked? Who knows? Because everybody got killed and nobody kept it going. Okay, number two. We want full employment for our people. That was number two on their list. I think that should be number two on somebody's black list today. What you think? And why, you know, why not? Hey, sounds good to me. How about that be on our list? How about the keepers and the warriors say, you know what, we got this goofy girl that with black, that she's black and she got blonde dreadlocks and she's kind of goofy, but what she says we kind of like. And she's even gone through the effort of becoming a nonprofit organization. So I think I'm going to stand behind it because I don't see anybody else black talking real stuff. Go to the website and volunteer if you can't do nothing else. You know, I work my butt off to make sure we're going to have the money to do what we need to do. And you know what? Everything is money. If you have the money, you can do what you need to do. So we're going to do what we need to do. We're going to do what the Panthers did, put our resources together, put our brains together, and know that we're doing this not only for us, but for our kids, for Elijah, and for any other grandkids that I'm blessed to have, for your grandkids. You know, how much longer can we go just thinking we basketball players and stuff? That was not how it used to be. I mean, you see a black man back in the 60s, he wouldn't go outside unless he had a suit and a tie on. Not out showing his ass. Where'd all that go? That's not cute. That's not culture. That's not, oh, that's the way they are. No. I don't want to go hanging out one of my cha-chas. I just want to hang one of my cha-chas out of my bra. Just not the nipple part, just the top. Would that work? Hell no. Because you disrespect who you are and where you come from. And we need to stand up and speak about it and say and do and make sure there are laws passed on our behalf. Make sure that these people that call themselves our leaders lead You're not leading me when most of our the jails are filled with all of our sons and our nephews and daddies and are they all having sex with each other and then they come out and have sex with us and get us all sick? You're not leading us. You need to get to the root of that shit. When's that going to happen? Were we waiting for 2012? What are we waiting? We waiting for white people to do it? We waiting for Barack Obama to do it? He's like, shit, I got mine. I'm black, okay? I did enough for you. I got here. Do the rest. And we're lucky at that. If you look at us, we're lucky we got a black president. I'll say that all day long. We lucky. That's why he's having so much trouble, because he's looking at you. He's looking at Shaquanda. He's looking at a little Precious with his ass hanging out, and you kissing his ass as his mama. Just like mine today. Mine can't help but come over here. Now, I couldn't do no more than give you my car for 3 days. Stay away. Mom, I'm coming over to get a soda. Oh, no, you're not. Okay? I told you ain't coming over till Friday. Don't put our cold gas in my car. And if you want to use my car again, I better not see you till tomorrow. Oh, Mom, I can't just come over. No. Get a life. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your mother. Or just if you come, I want my car. Ain't nobody come by. Ain't raising no damn mama's boys. I did. You lucky you ain't dead. Me raising you by myself, you lucky CPS ain't got you. Okay? Go somewhere. And you driving a Cadillac, go somewhere and get quiet. Oh, I was coming to get Chris. Okay, you got permission to go get Chris. You don't have to lie about coming to get a soda. Go get Chris and go somewhere. You know? Be grown. I wish. I wasn't trying to be with my mama at 22 years old and she gave me her Cadillac. I wish. My mama never gave me her Cadillac. I wish you wouldn't have seen me. You wouldn't have heard me. Kissing, you know, quit kissing your kids' ass. No more kissing kids' asses. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and I was talking about the Black Panthers, but I'm trying to raise men by myself. You feel me? And I did. But I want them to know I love you, you privileged, but quit, go away. I'm happy you love me. I didn't cook tonight. Go away. Go away. But I love you. All right. So number three, we want an end to, and this is part of the 10-point program for the Black Panthers, okay, my boys, we want an end to the robbery of the capitalists of our black community. Now, I can attest to that because when I was a baby, Bill's Market down the street, Asian, nice Asian couple, wonderful. Me and my brother stole so many potato chips from Bill. I feel kind of bad now. I'm sure Bill's in heaven. He knows it. Somebody stole something from me, Bill. Okay, we even on the 25-cent chips me and my brother stole. But we did pawn a lot of bottles. Me and my brother were bums back in the day, but a bottle was like a dime. So me and my brother would get them bottles, boy, by the end of, shoot, we worry every Saturday, shoot. We have us 2 bags of candy. I'd have me a Suzy Q, some Blow Pops, some Chico Sticks, sodas, and 2 bags of chips. All of 70-cent at Bill's, I don't know what it cost, but that used to be me and my brother's job. So when I see people digging in the trash, getting that recycle, I'm like, more power to the people, because me and my brother, we'd be fighting you for that shit right now if we didn't get an education. You feel me? So this is Black People Business Wednesday. Tomorrow, last night on the Panthers. We got to finish the other 7 of the 10 points. I try to be entertaining. I try to show you I love you, but what I try to show you the most, people die for us. This is real shit here. This is real stuff. Get on the Googles. Google the Black Panthers yourself. Go pay $125 on Amazon and get Panthers, because this is top notch. I love you. This is a diary where I'll never forget you, because I see you every night at 8 o'clock. Black People Business Wednesday, on Thursday. It'll be on Friday. I love you. Love me back by joining me every night. This is Stacy. I love you. Most of all, I love you. That word love is a powerful word. I've been saying it a lot. And I love to say it because there's a lot of people I love. Thank you for joining me. Join me tomorrow, and more power to you people.